At 6:06, it is clear, 75 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 93. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is time to take out your trash starting today under Tulsa's interim trash service. Initial plans had called for TRI to continue to pick up Tulsa's garbage till the end of September, but Trash Board Chair Cheryl Kronauer says that did not work out.
It seems that they have experienced a diminished capacity, so that's not going to be an option for us to enter into a current agreement with them.
That means the new trash service will be phased in during the summer. Starting today, there will be once-a-week service and no recycling. Long-term health care workers will get a nationwide background check now in Oklahoma. The governor has signed a bill into law from Tulsa Democrat Jeannie McDaniel. The health care facility and employee will pay for the background check.
Once I'm in the system, I'm in the system forever with my fingerprints. But that sends out a nationwide search. They can check my background nationwide. That's the exciting thing.
A grant from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will pay up to nearly $3 million to help set up the system. A Locust Grove man drowned over the weekend in the northern reaches of Fort Gibson Lake. 21-year-old Jimmy Barnett jumped from a pontoon boat near Fun Island on Friday. He did not resurface until almost midnight last night. Well, with the 4th of July coming up right in the middle of this week, the AAA Auto Club's Daniel Carnes is optimistic about holiday travel.
You know, we're really seeing this year with travel being up, and we are attributing that to the fact that a midweek holiday allows people to take less time off work. You got the weekend, and then that would only leave you 2 days before the holiday that you would have to take off of work. So we are seeing an increase in travel because of that this year.
Speculation is the midweek holiday should not keep people from traveling. In fact, many people taking the entire week off. Two people are killed in a crash on Peoria at 76th Street North. It happened when a motorcycle T-boned the side of a car. The accident happened yesterday. The motorcycle rider and a passenger in the car were killed. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe likes the new federal highway bill. The two-year agreement overhauls the federal highway system.
I may be the most conservative, but I'm a big spender in two areas. One is national defense, and one is the infrastructure. And that's what this is all about.
A final version of the bill did not retain language from Congress to approve the XL pipeline. The president had threatened a veto. For the second time in a week, the Quick Trip store at I-244 and Garnett is robbed. The latest heist just before 5 this morning. It may be related to an earlier robbery about a mile away at the Flying J truck stop. The U.S. Senate's version of the farm bill not sitting well with Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. Fairview's Scott Newfield is the chair of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Farm Bill Committee. He says the measure does not go far enough with protection for farmers.
Some sort of price protection for steep and multi-year downturns in these commodity markets, which can happen at any time.
He says right now prices are high, but the bottom could drop out of the market at any time, and that would leave Oklahoma farmers in a lurch. Our weather forecast, clouds developing today and not so hot. Rain will even be possible late in the day. A high today of 93. Tonight, those clouds diminish. We'll be down to 74 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the warm-up begins anew with a high of 98. The 4th of July, hot as a firecracker with a high of 100. National Weather Service radar this morning showing scattered showers and thunderstorms south of I-40. Heaviest rain right now in the Tallahena area. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.